Today's Amud is Yevamos Chesam Beis. We're holding on Chesam and Aleph, seven lines from the bottom, by the words Umayishna. So the Gemara just mentioned the Shita of Rava. Rava said the answer to our question this whole time for the last many blot that we've been asking, why do we need Aleha? Why was there a Havamina that Yibum would override the Laisa Seishesh Vakaris of Arayis that I need Aleha to teach me its Aser? So came along Rava, and Rava said, Enachanami, you don't need Aleha. The fact that you can't do Yibam with an Erva, like you've been asking, is Pashat, because Enachanami, Laisa Seishesh Vakaris. And Enachanami, you don't need Aleha. Ah, the Braisa, Lamaisa, brings a drasha where we darshan from Aleha, 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 from Yibam to the parasha of Achis Isha. And the Braisa seems to say that we learn out from this drasha of Aleha that an Erva is Pata from Yibam. Said Rava, the Braisa darshaned that an Erva and also a Tsaris Erva is Pata from Yibam. And really, Enachanami, really we don't need the drasha for the Erva herself. The Erva herself is Pasha. It's Pasha that an Erva won't be Chayiv in Yibam because Enasei, the Asei of Yibam won't be Daicha, the but we needed the drasha to get to the fact that the tsaris erva is pater. That's why we needed aleha. The Torah says that a person's not allowed to marry a sister-in-law, his wife's sister, litzur, and he can't even marry her tzara, and we darshan aleha aleha to teach us that even when there's yibum, a person's not allowed to marry a tzara's erva. That was what the braisa, that was the chiddush of the braisa. But the fact that an erva herself is pater, so that in a chanami, that we know from svara, because in a seyde chaleisa sey sheyesh bakares. Now ask the Gemara like this, umayshna erva delights richa krab. What's the pshat that Rava says the erva doesn't need a pasuk? The ena say the chaleisa say sheish boikaris because Rava said it's pashut that erva is pater from yibum because the asay of yibum won't be daicha the leisa say sheish boikaris of arayis. Well, ask the Gemara, tzara nami loiti bayikra. With that same logic, so the tzara also, we don't need aleha to say that the tzara is aser from yibam either. Because once the Torah says that a person is not allowed to marry his sister-in-law, it says, v'isha elachaysa leisikach litzra legales ervasa aleha v'chayel. It says a person is not allowed to take his wife's sister as a wife, and it says litzra, and he can't even take her tzara. So I already know from there that a tzaris erva is included in the parsha of Arayis. Once I know that the tzaris erva is included in the parsha of Arayis, so it's a leisa say sheish bakaris, so mamela I know that she's going to be pata from Yibam. Deina say deich leisa say sheish bakaris. So ask the Gemara, I don't need a leha, not for the erva, lefi Rava's logic, and I also don't need a leha for the tzaris erva. How could Rava answer that the reason why the braisa darshan the leha is to tell us that the tzaris erva is pata from Yibam. The fact that tzaris erva is pata from Yibam is also pasha because she's also a leisa say sheish bakares. The Maram explains right now we're assuming that tzaris erva is mamish an erva. Tzaris erva she becomes an erva even shalei b'makay mitzvah because she's included in the parish of Arayis. It says leisikach litzur aleh b'chaya. You can't take your wife's sister litzur or even her tzara. So you see that tzaris erva is included in the parish of Arayis. Once tzaris erva is included in the parish of Arayis, so she has on her a loisa say sheish bakaris, but mele it's pashut that she's going to be pater from Yibam. And why do I need a leha to teach us that it's tzaras erva is pater? Just like you say that we don't need a leha for the erva herself because ena say the loisa say sheish bakaris, so I also shouldn't need a leha for the tzara. So says the Gemara in Achanami. Says the Gemara, Amar li Rav Acha bar Beva Imar l'Ravina, that Hachi ka'amar mishmei de Rava. That this is what he said in the name of Rava. That Tzara nami lo yitzakra. In Achanami, you're right, you don't need Aleha. It's not from Aleha that we learn that there's no Yibam with a Tzara's Erva. Because in Achanami, like you're asking, a Tzara's Erva is a Leisa Se Shiesh Bakares. That's what I would have thought even without Aleha. And Mamelo, I would have known that she's Pata from Yibam, because I would have known that she's a Leisa Se Shiesh Bakares. The Pasuk says Litzrar. So Tzara's Erva is included in the Parasha of Arayis. Mamelo, I know she's going to be Pata from Yibam. I don't need Aleha for that. But you know why the Braisa still uses Aleha? You know why the Braisa needs Aleha for the Tzara's Erva? Not to say that she's Pata from Yibam, but Lemishrei Tzara Shaloi B'makom Mitzvah. The Aleha is coming to teach us that it's only B'makom Yibam that the Tzara's Erva is Aser. But Shaloi B'makom Mitzvah, if let's say you have Baruch, who's married to Bracha and Shprinza, and Bracha is Shimon's daughter. Now Baruch is not related to Shimon. So you have Baruch who's married to Bracha and Tashprinza, Bracha being Shimon's daughter, and Baruch dies, so not a situation of Yibam. So the halacha is Shimon's allowed to marry Shprinza, even though she's his Tsaras Erva technically. She was his daughter's Tsara. That doesn't matter. Chalei b'malki mitzvah, there's no Isser of Tsaras Erva, and that's what we learn out from Aleha. My Taima, where do you see that from Aleha? Because Amar Kran, the Torah says about this pasuk that you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister, or even her Tsara. We darshan aleha, aleha. So we have this gzeir shav of aleha, and that teaches us that b'makayim aleha hu da asira. That you know when the Torah gave us this isra of litzrar, this whole isra of marrying a tzaras erva, it's dafka when it's aleha. It's b'makayim aleha. It's b'makayim mitzvah. But shaloi b'makayim aleha. But when it's not in the makam of yibam, when it's shaloi b'makayim mitzvah, so then it's going to be shari. So then it's going to be mutter. He'll be allowed to marry her. That's what we learn out from aleha. So again, the kasha was: is why do I need aleha to teach me that the tzaras erva is pater from yibam? L'chayra, it's pashut. The teretz is zayna chanami. The fact that she's going to be pater from yibam is pashut. Even without aleha, I would have said that she's pater from yibam because I would have said that she's a leisa seishiyesh makaris. But I need aleha to teach us that this isser is dafka when it's b'makom mitzvah, when it's b'makom yibam. But shalai b'makom mitzvah, shalai b'makom yibam. So then the tzaras erva is going to be mutter. So now I asked the Gemara a very interesting kasha. So it comes that you're telling me that from Aleha, I darshan that this Isser mentioned in the Pasuk, that there's an Isser of a Tzaras Erva, it's Dafka b'makom Aleha, it's Dafka in this Matzav of Yibam, that's when there's an Isser of Tzaras Erva. But Shaloi b'makom Mitzvah, when it's Baruch who's married to Bracha and Shprinza, so then there's no Isser of Tzaras Erva. So now Amar Le Rami Barcham and Lerava, if so, Rami Barcham asked Rava, so we should say the same drasha about the Erva herself. Ema erva gufe shaloi b'makom mitzvah tishteri. Why don't we darshan aleha aleha to say that this whole isser of marrying your wife's sister, it's dafka when it's b'makom aleha. It's dafka when it's in the matzav of yibam. That's when there's an isser to marry your wife's sister. But shaloi b'makom mitzvah, so then you're allowed to marry your wife's sister. So says the Gemara v'lav kavachaymeru. What does that mean? Isn't it a kavachaymer? If you're not allowed to marry her b'makom mitzvah asira, if she's asir even when she falls to yibum, so then shalai b'makom mitzvah sharia, you're going to tell me when there's no situation of yibum, it's going to be mutter to marry her? Even for the sake of a mitzvah of yibum, it's asir to marry her. Now you want to tell me stam, a person wants to marry his wife's sister, and that's going to be mutter? If the Torah asered it when there's a mitzvah, kol shekin, the Torah asered it when there's no mitzvah, so amar lei, so Rami Bar Chama, so Rava said back to Rami Bar Chama. That's what Rava answered Rami Bar Chama. So now Amar Lei, so Rami Bar Chama says back to Rava, what are you talking about? Tzaratechiach. I'll prove you against your logic. I'll prove against your logic is incorrect from the Tzara herself. Because the b'makom mitzvah asira, ushaloi b'makom mitzvah sharia. You yourself are telling me regarding the Tzara that when is the Tzara's erva asir? Only when there's a mitzvah. Only when there's a matzav of yibam. But when there's no matzav of yibam, so then the Tzara's erva is mutter. So you see that even though when it's a mitzvah she's aser, there could still be a heter when it's not a mitzvah. And if so, the same thing with regards to the erva herself. Why don't we learn from Aleha that the iser of the erva is dafka when she falls to yibam, but when there's no matzav of yibam, and stam a person wants to marry his wife's sister, so luchayr we should be able to learn out from Aleha that she's mutter, that he's allowed to marry her. So Amar Lei, so Rava said no. Alecha Amar Kra, about you, the Torah says, meaning to show you, the Torah is very clear that the Achis Isha, she's Aser even when it's not B'makom Mitzvah. Where does the Torah say that Achis Isha is Aser even when it's Stam, when it's not B'makom Mitzvah? Because the Pasuk says, B'chayeha. The Lashon of the Pasuk is, V'isha El Achaisa, Leisikach Litzer, Legali Servasa, Ale B'chayeha. That the person's not allowed to take his wife's sister as a wife, and it says, Aleha Bechayeha. You can't take her as a wife during his wife's lifetime, Bechayeha. We darshan from there, Kol She Bechayeha. So long as his wife is alive, so the husband is not allowed to marry his wife's sister, as long as his wife is alive. So that teaches us that even when it's not in a makam of mitzvah, even when it's not a situation of yibam, still the husband is not allowed to marry his wife's sister. So don't darshan from Aleha. Says Rava, don't darshan from Aleha that the erva herself becomes mutter when it's shalai b'makom mitzvah, because that we have chayeha, b'chayeha, to teach us kol she b'chayeha, that as long as his wife is alive, he's not allowed to marry his wife's sister. Ask the Gemara. You're learning that out from Bechayeha? Hai Bechayeha mi boile lemu'ute la'achar misa. Bechayeha is not there to teach me that even shalai b'makai mitzvah, the achis isha is aser. Bechayeha is needed for the diak. Bechayeha is needed that the only iser of achis isha is while his wife is still alive. If Reuven is married to Rachel, so he's not allowed to marry Rachel's sister Leah. But once Rachel dies, so then Reuven is allowed to marry Rachel's sister. He's allowed to marry Leah. Like we had the story in Ma'id Katan. So that we learn now from Bechayeha that the Isser of Achis Isha, of marrying a person's wife's sister, is only while his wife is still alive. So you can't tell me that from Bechayeha we learn out that there's an Isser of Achis Isha, Shalai B'Malkei Mitzvah, because Bechayeha is already used up for a different drasha. It's from Bechayeha that we learn that the Isser of Achis Isha is only while his wife is alive and not once she's dead. Well, says the Gemara, that's not true. That halacha, that once Reuven's wife dies, once Rachel dies, that Reuven's allowed to marry Leah, that's not learnt out from Bechayeha. Hahi mi v'isha alachoisa nafka. That's learnt out from the part of the pasuk, the beginning of the pasuk, which says, v'isha alachoisa leisikach, that a man is not allowed to take his wife's sister. It says, the way the pasuk words it, is that he's not allowed to take her as a wife to her sister. He's not allowed to take her to her sister as a tzara. So being that it's the isser is to take her together with her sister, so from there we learn out that if Rachel is dead, so then Reuven's allowed to marry Leah. The only isser is to take Leah to Rachel. As long as Rachel's not there, so then it's mutter. So Bechayeha is not needed to teach me this halacha, that Reuven's allowed to marry Leah after Rachel dies. So Bechayeha is left open. We can learn out from Bechayeha, Kol She Bechayeha, that there's an Isser of Achis Isha, even Shalai B'Malkei Mitzvah. However, says the Gemara, it's not true. It's not true. V'isha alachoisa is not enough to teach us this halacha that there's a heter once Rachel dies, because imi v'isha alachoisa hava mina nizgarsha sharia. Because if it was just for the Torah saying v'isha alachoisa that Reuven's iser is only to take Leah as his wife to Rachel only when Rachel is there, so then I would think not only if Rachel dies as a mutter for Reuven to take Leah as a wife, but who then if Rachel is divorced from Reuven, so then also Reuven's allowed to take Leah as a wife, because now he's not taking her to Rachel, because he already got rid of Rachel. So if it was just from V'isha Lachaisa, I would have said that if Reuven divorces Rachel, he's allowed to marry Leah now. So Tamal Leimer Bechayeha, that's why I need Bechayeha to teach us that Kol She Bechayeha, not that even Shalai B'Malkei Mitzvah, but Kol She Bechayeha Da'afo Gavda Nisgar Shalai. Now Reuven has an iser to marry his wife's sister, he has an iser to marry Leah, even if he divorces Rachel. That's what I learn now from Bechayeha. Not that Shalai B'Malkei Mitzvah, it could be this whole iser is dafka when she falls to Ibam. It could be Shalai B'Malkei Mitzvah, we have the drasha of Leah to teach me that she's mutter. You can't say we learn now from Bechayeha that Kol She Bechayeha, that she's aser even Shalai B'Malkei Mitzvah. Bechayeha is already needed to teach us that there's an iser even after Reuven divorces Rachel. So nothing to do with Shalai B'Malkei Mitzvah. So again, so we're still stuck. So where do you know to make this chiluk that when it comes to the tsaras erva, we're going to darshan aleha that she's only aser b'malkei mitzvah, but shalai b'malkei mitzvah, she's going to be mutter. And when it comes to the erva herself, so then we say that no, she's aser whether it's yibum in the matzav of yibum or shalai b'malkei mitzvah. How do you know to make this chiluk that there's a difference between the erva and the tsaras erva, that the tsaras erva only has an iser b'malkei yibum and the erva herself is aser always? How do you know to say that? So el amar avuna bertach. Khalifa Mishmeda Rava. He said in the name of Rava that the Makar is as follows. That Shrei Krai Ksivi. That really we have two psukim, which means we have really two parts of the pasuk that it says by the Isser of marrying a person's wife's sister. Ksiv Isha Elachaisa Laisikach Litzrar. On the one hand, the beginning of the pasuk says that a person can take as a wife his wife's sister as a Litzrar, which we darshan that not only is he not allowed to marry his wife's sister, but he's also not allowed to marry the Tzaras Erva. He's not allowed to marry the tzara of Achis Isha, the tzara of his wife's sister. So that teaches us that there's an isra on the erva and also on the tzara's erva. Uksiv, but then the hemshach of the pasuk is legales ervasa. It says he can't be legales ervasa. That's written b'lashon yachid. It doesn't say legales ervasam to be megala their erva. It says legales ervasa is her erva. It sounds like the chada mashma that there's only an isra on one of them. Obviously, if there's an isra on one, that's going to be the erva, not the tzara. So which one is it? Is there an isra on the erva together with the tzara, or is there an isra just on the erva? So haketzad, how are we going to reconcile the two diukim? The beginning of the pasuk sounds like there's an isra on the erva and also on the tzara's erva, but then the hemshach of the pasuk says legalis ervasa. That sounds like there's an isra on the erva, but not on the tzara's erva. So how are we going to reconcile the two parts of the pasuk? So says the Gemara, said Rava, that b'makay mitzvah shteya nasurais, the beginning of the pasuk, which was mashma that there's an isra on the erva and also where tzara, that was talking about b'makay mitzvah. That b'makay mitzvah, so then there's an isra on both of them, and then shaloi b'makay mitzvah, that's the hemshach of the pasuk, legali servasa, that's talking about shaloi b'makay mitzvah. And shaloi b'makay mitzvah, he asura, the erva herself is asur, utzarasa mutares, but the tzara is going to be mutter. Now ask the Gemara, so it comes out, it's because that we have conflicting mashmais from the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk is mashma that they're both asr. The hemshach of the pasuk is mashma that just the erva is asr. And we darshan that they're both asr when it's b'makay mitzvah, and when shaloi b'makay mitzvah, so then just the erva is asr. Well, ask the Gemara, ipachana, wouldn't logic tell you to say the opposite? Wouldn't logic tell you to say that b'makay mitzvah, when it's in a matzav of a mitzvah, you have a mitzvah to do yibam, so that's when we're going to be more Mekel, and we're going to say he asura, yeah, the erev is asur, but v'tzarasa mutares, but the tzara is going to be mutter. U'shaloi b'makay mitzvah, but when there's no mitzvah at hand, so then shtey an asurais, that's when we'll be more machmer, because it's not for any sort of tayalis of a mitzvah, so that's when we'll be more machmer, and we'll say that not only is the erev asur, but the tzara is asur as well. Why don't we say that that's the pshat, that's how we should reconcile the mashmais, the conflicting mashmais from the pasuk? Say that b'makay mitzvah, that's when just the erva is asr, and shulay b'makay mitzvah, that's when both of them are asr. So says the Gemara, it's true that that's more logical, but hagufa, because it's more logical, so then imkain, if so, if that's the pshat, that's what the Torah wants us to darshan, so then lo yayimar aleha. There's no need for the Torah to teach me this hadiyak of aleha, which is mashma, that the iser is only b'makam yibam and not shalai b'makam yibam. If the iser is when it's b'makam yibam, that's when it's just the erva that's aser. And shaloi b'makam yibam, that's when they're both asr, so then I don't need aleha. That's something I could learn out just from the pasuk pshat of the pasuk. From the fact that it says, litzror, and then it says aleha. So that, legalis ervasa. So without aleha. From the fact that it says at first litzror, and then it says legalis ervasa b'lashin yachid. So I already know to make this halacha, that when it's b'makam mitzvah will be more mekum. And we'll say that it's only the erva that's aser, and shaloi b'makay mitzvah will be more machmer, and we'll say that they're both aser. Obviously, if the Torah is saying aleha, it's coming to tell me a chiddush. Then no, that they're both aser when it's b'makay mitzvah, and when it's shaloi b'makay mitzvah, that's when we're going to be more mekel, because aleha, this iser that I'm telling you about, is dafka when it's b'makay mitzvah, but when it's shaloi b'makay mitzvah, you can be more mekel. So obviously, if we have this drush of aleha, it's coming to teach us a chiddush, so that's how we know not to darshan it in the way you just suggested. We know not to darshan it and say that when it's b'makay mitzvah, that's when the tzara is mutter, and shaloi b'makay mitzvah, she's aser. Now finally, says the Gemara, one last kasha on this drasha. Amar le Rav Ashi le Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi asked Rav Kahana, mimai dahay aleha li isura. How do you know that aleha is coming to teach us an iser, that there's an iser dafka when it's b'makay yibam? Dilma lehetera. Maybe the Torah is coming to tell me a heter when it's a yibam. That v'hachi kam rachmana. Meaning, maybe the Torah is coming to say like this, that which the pasuk says, isha alecha isa lisikach litzar, lohi v'loi tzarasa. That the Torah says, you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister, and you can't even marry her tzara, lohi v'loi tzarasa. You can't even litzra, you can't marry your tzara. That's talking about shaloi b'makay maleha. That's when they're both asr, that's when it's shaloi b'makay mitzvah. Avo b'makay maleha. But then the Torah is coming to say, aleha, aleha. But if you have yibam, so then shtehen mutarai. So then everybody's mutter. Maybe Allah is teaching me a chiddush, but not the chiddush that you're saying. Maybe they're both asr when it's shaloi b'makay mitzvah. And the Torah is telling me a ginormous chiddush, that aleha, aleha, that when you have yibam, so then everybody's mutter. That's what the Torah means to say when it says this drasha of aleha. Maybe that's the pshat in the pasuk. Says the Gemara, that's impossible. Because it comes out, according to your way of learning, they're either going to be both Aser or both Mutter. When it's Shalai B'Malki Mitzvah, they're both Aser. When it's B'Malki Mitzvah, they're both Mutter. The problem with that is that Im Kain, says the Gemara, if so, Legales Erva, or Ervasa, that which the Pasuk is Mashmah, that there's an Iser on one of them, Dechado, that there's an Iser on one, Heichi Mishkachasa, you'll have no case where that applies. I B'Malki Mitzvah Shtehem Mutaris. B'Malki Mitzvah, they're both Mutter, you want to say. And each Shalai B'Malki Mitzvah Shtehem Asuris. And if you're telling me it's Shalei B'Malki Mitzvah, then it's not one of them that's Aser, then both of them are Aser. So there's no way to read the Pasuk like that. So the only way to make sense out of Aleha, out of the two Diyukim from the Pasuk, the only way to make sense out of everything is to say that the Halacha is when it's B'Malki Mitzvah. So that's when both the Erva and Tzara are Aser. And when Shalei B'Malki Mitzvah, that's when the Erva is Aser, but the Tzara is going to be Mutter. So all of this was said, all B'das, we said this all because we wanted to answer up for Rava. Rava said that the Erva doesn't need a Leha. In a Chanami, we don't need the Drasha of a Leha for the Erva because it's Pashut. And who had in Tzaras Erva? We don't need a Pasuk for Tzaras Erva because even without a Leha, I would have considered her a Leha. She's included in the Parish of Arias. So why do I need a Leha? A Leha is coming to teach me, not like you would have thought. You would have thought that the Tzaras Erva, she's always Aser. Kamash Mulan a Leha, then no, that this Isra on the Tzara, it's Davka when it's B'malkai mitzvah. But when it's Shalai B'malkai Yibam, when it's Shalai B'malkai mitzvah, so then the Tzaras Erva is going to be Mutter. How do we know the Darshan of Psukim like that? So that was the whole Shaka V'Tarya that we just had. But that's the bottom line. That's what the Gemara is saying now to answer up for Shitas Rava. Now Gufa, we quoted before on Amud Aleph, we really explained it back some then, but now the Gemara is going to explain it over here inside. Gufa, that Rebbe Oimer, Rebbe had mentioned, Rebbe darshins from V'lakach U'lakacha, V'yavam V'yivma, he darshins from the extra hay, L'asur Tzarais V'arayis. He darshins from here to Aser, that there's an Isra on the Tzara, and there's an Isra on the Erva, perhaps really he meant Tzarais Shalarayis, but Al-Kapanim, this is all learnt out from V'lakacha and from V'yivma. Now, ask the Gemara two questions. First of all, Midi Tzara is Ksiva Hacha? Where does he darshan from this Pasuk, from the extra hay, the fact that there's an Isra on the Tzara? Where do you see that from in the Pasuk? What's the Pshan in the Drasha? Va'ayin in the second Kasha is Tzarais mi Litzrar Nafka. Litzrar Mafikle. Tzarais is already learnt out from Litzrar. Litzrar already tells us that there's an Isra for a person to marry a Tzaras Erva. So how could Rabbi come along and say that we learn it out from Ulukacha and V'Yivma? L'chayra, we already learn out that there's an Isra on a Tzaras Erva from V'Litzrar. So says the Gemara that Rabbi, to answer the second Kasha first, that we already have a tour of an Isser on the Tzara from Litzrar, says the Gemara to answer that Kasha that no, Rabbi look at Rab Shimon. The Gemara later on in Chav Chasim Abayz brings a drasha that Rab Shimon makes from Litzrar. We don't have to get into that right now. We'll get to that when we see Chav Chasim Abayz. So Rabbi uses Litzrar for the drasha that Rab Shimon uses Litzrar from. So Litzrar is not coming to teach us an Isser on the Tzara according to Rabbi. He uses it for Rab Shimon's drasha. But ask the Gemara, going back to the first Kasha, that Tzara Hecha Ksiva, that's the Gers of the Yavit, Tzara Hecha Ksiva, but Lamaisa, we have the first Kasha, that how does Rebbe Darshan from this Pasuk, from Ulukacha and V'Yivma, how does he see anything from here about a Tzara, that a Tzara is Aser? Hecha Ksiva, where does he see it in the Pasuk? So says the Gemara, Hachika Amar, this is what Rebbe means to Darshan. That in Cain, if the Torah didn't want to teach us an Isra about the Tzara, so Lema Kra Ulakach, the Torah should have said that the Yavam takes the Yavama, Ulakach, Mayulakacha, and he takes her. Why is the extra hay? The Torah wants us to darshan, the Kolhecha Diika Trey Lekuchen, this that he's allowed to do, Yibam, that there's a heter to do Yibam, is only when there's an extra hay, when there's Ika Trey Lekuchen, when there's two Yavamas, the Yibayin Asafai, and if he wants to, he can marry each one of them. So then, Sharia, so when there's two Yavamas that fall to him, and he can marry either one of them, neither of them are an Erva, so that's when Sharia, that's when there's a heter to do Yibam. The Eloi, but if two women fall to him, and one of them are Asar, one of them is an Erva, By definition, that means the other one's a tzaras erva. So then the halacha is tarvayu asirin. So then there's no yibum. Then both of them are going to be atzer, both the erva and also the tzaras erva. So that's where he darshins it. He darshins it from the extra hay that the pasuk is describing a case where two yavamas fall to the yavam, and he can marry either one of them. And that's when the Torah said that he has a mitzvah of yibum. But if he's not able to marry either one of them because one of them's an erva, so then the halacha is that there's no yibum. Both of them are aser, both the erva and also the tzara. So that's what he darshins from ulukacha, and then from the yivma he darshins that this iser that exists on the tzara's erva, it's b'makom yibum hudasira. It's dafka when it's yibum in a matzav of yibum b'makom mitzvah. That's when there's an iser on the tzara. But shaloi b'makom yibum shari tzara. But when it's shaloi b'makom yibum, so then the tzara is going to be mutter. That's the pshan in Rabbi's drasha. Now ask the Gemara of the Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, who learn out the Isra of the Erva and the Tzaris Erva from Aleha and from Litzrar. So hayu ulakacha may avile, so avdile. So first of all, what do they darshan from the extra hay of ulakacha? Says the Gemara, mi bayilu lukat Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. They darshan from here the halacha that was said by Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. The Amr Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, ulakacha, we darshan from the extra hay, melamed shemigareshes begedu machzira. That after a yavam, he does yibam with the yavamam. So then the halacha is if he wants to divorce her, now she's like a regular wife, even though once upon a time, if he wanted to get rid of her, all he had to do was chalitza. Once he does ibum with her, once he marries her, so then megarsha we get. Then if he wants to divorce her, so now already she's like a regular wife, and he has to divorce her with her get, umachzira, and he also, she's like a regular wife, in the sense that just like a regular wife, if a person divorces her, so he's allowed to remarry her, so too by a yavam and a yavama, even though she's batzim and isser veishas ach, and he did the mitzvah already, he did the mitzvah of ibum, the halacha is once he marries her, she's like a regular wife. And if he divorces her, he's allowed to remarry her. That's what we learn now from Ulukacha, that she becomes like a regular wife. So that's what the Rabbanan do with the extra hay of Ulukacha. Now what do they do with the extra hay of the Yivma? So it says the Gemara, the Yivma al-Karcha. They learn out from the extra hay that Yibum can be done even against the will of the Shemeres Yavam, of the Yavama. The Rebbe, the Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, where does he know it from? Where does he know the halacha that she becomes, once the Yavam does Yibum with the Yavama, so now she becomes like a regular wife and he has to give her a get if he wants to divorce her and he's allowed to remarry her. Rebbe, who uses already the hay of Ulukacha to teach us that there's an Isra and a Tzara, so where does he know this halacha from, that once he does Yibam, she becomes like a regular wife? He learns it out from that which the pasuk says, ulakacha loy liisha. It says he takes her as a wife. So that's how we darshan from liisha, that she becomes like a regular wife. And then al-karcha, the fact that he could do yibam against her will, that's from miyavama yava yaleha, from the words yava yaleha, nafka, that's where he learns out that yibam could be even balkarcha.